produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Hello, everyone. This is Richard Floyd with Power Up Your Family. It's great to be back with you once again, and we are looking forward to our program today. We are very privileged to have a very special guest with us on this program. We have all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, Carol Maynard, who is the Family History Director of the Fraser, Tennessee Family History Center, and she's probably one of the most experienced genealogists, family history researchers that I have ever met my entire life. So, Carol, welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Oh, it's good to be here.
How did you happen to become interested in genealogy and family history?
Well, I'm the kind of person who loves a good mystery. And I found that doing genealogy, you have to be sort of like a detective to find some of these ancestors that you're looking for. But how I actually got started with it, I became a scribe to my father who did genealogy. And back in those days, you had to type up your genealogy on paper, and he didn't know how to type, so I got to be his, as I said, scribe. And then just working with him, I found it very, very interesting. And so that's really how I got started with it.
So in the process of doing that, you got to learn a lot about your family ancestry, I'm assuming. And how far back would you say that research has gone?
On some lines, back to the 1600s.
Wow. That's amazing. And obviously, the further you go back, the more lines there are to research, isn't there?
Absolutely. And it's hard. The further back you go, it's harder to research sometimes, because a lot of times if you don't get into that, the medieval line, you don't get everything that you want to, but it's intriguing.
So as a family history sleuth detective, what was one of the most spectacular finds that you came across in your experience in doing your own family research?
Well, I don't know how spectacular it is, but for years and years, I couldn't find any information at all on my great-great-grandfather. All we knew was his name was William. He was born in 1812. But he died when my grandfather, his son, my great-great-grandfather was born in 1812, and that's all we knew about him. He died when my great-grandfather was a child, so I didn't know anything about him, and I have actually prayed to find information about him and his father, you know, to be able to go back further. One day I went over to the public library. They have a wonderful genealogy department here in Memphis, which is located right now in the Benjamin Hooks building. But in any case, as I was searching, I found a book that talked about probate records. And I found a record on him and found that he was, that he died in Henry County, and that he had four children and one of which was my great-grandfather. So from calculating that when he died, I was able to find more information on him. And the more spectacular thing was I went to Carroll County to their archives there, and there happened to be a gentleman there who was doing, I don't believe it was an accident that we were there together. He was actually doing research on the Maynard line. And he had a 2-inch thick history. and one of which William was on there, and he shared that with me. So I was able to go back further.
What an amazing coincidence. Now, you mentioned that the in Memphis, at the Benjamin Hooks Free Public Library, that they actually have a genealogy department there?
Yes, on the fourth floor. It's a wonderful library, and they have genealogical books on every county in the United States.
Wow, that would mm-hmm. be amazing.
And a marvelous staff that works with you.
Now, in the process of doing this family history, and I know you've helped dozens, perhaps hundreds of other people with their own family history research, what is the great value of doing family history work as it relates to families today and them drawing closer together and learning of their roots, if you will? What's the benefits of doing family history from your perspective?
Well, this is an opportunity to bring families together, to help them, you know, focus in on the family and finding more about where they came from. As an example, I want to use this as an example. I have just gotten through working with a young lady that I taught school with, and she's a member of our retirees group, and she knew that I was into genealogy, and she said, well, we're planning a family reunion, and I don't know where to get started and, you know, what to do. So she came to the center, and we worked, and she confided in me. She said, the real reason that I want to do this, to compile this family history, is I have a terminally ill cousin, and I want to present this to him.
Oh, wow.
And it kind of makes me kind of tear up. But anyway, we tried, we've researched, and we were able to go back on both of her lines, her father's and her mother's line, and got pictures and all kinds of documents. Proving the lineage, and we were able to get it compiled, and she just kind of hugged it to her chest when I handed it to her. And so in the family part of that was that in order for her to get a lot of this information, she had to interview members of her family, and it got to the point where she had family members sending her information and then corresponding also on the phone. So this drew them closer together. This gave them a specific goal and an opportunity to work together as a family.
That is wonderful. And certainly in that process of bringing that family together and having the opportunity to get to know each other better and to learn those fascinating details about family connections, I'm sure a great bond has been established, and certainly the presentation of that compiled family history to the terminally ill cousin must have been a very tender and special experience for her and for the family involved.
Well,
go ahead.
Another point about bringing families together is a personal one of mine. After my father died, I had lived in Whitehaven, which is just an area within Memphis. I moved out to the Raleigh area, and my uncle, who is my father's brother, was not well. He was on oxygen. He had to carry oxygen everywhere he went, and he found out that I had been involved in genealogy, and he, like I, just really got involved in it. And rather than him sit at home and, he's kind of depressed and so forth, he got to where he would go with that oxygen tank and go to the public library and do research. And we would get together and compare notes. But this, you know, helped him personally become involved with me, and to get out of the house and be able to become a little more independent.
Obviously, for folks who are getting in the twilight years of their life, having this as a pursuit or as a hobby is certainly something that could give an older person a lot of motivation and focus. But I suspect that even younger folks, even teenagers, can benefit from doing this. And what has been your experience in encouraging and working with younger family members and teenagers in doing family history work? What's been some of your experience in that regard?
Okay, before I get into that, I'm glad you brought this up because I wasn't always interested in genealogy. I like a lot of other people, like a lot of young people, said, no, this, I'm not interested in that. That's an old person's hobby. Well, keeping that in mind, when I finally did get the bug and wanted to start my family history, I was in my 30s, and by that time, everybody that I could ask questions of had died. So I always encourage the young people to start now. Don't wait till you get older. But in answering your question, I have worked with young people, and they know so much more about computers than we older people. They take right to these genealogical programs, and they really get into it. And they want to, once they find one person, they get so excited that, when can I find another one? And so they really get in. I've seen them get really interested in it. So I encourage all young people, get with it and do it now. Don't wait till you're an old folk.
That brings up an excellent point, and that is a person has limitations on their travel or on their time. You don't have to go to a library or to a family history center to do this work anymore because we now have this great, wonderful invention called the internet, and the quantum explosion of genealogical records that are now available through the internet is absolutely mind-boggling. I understand, and I assume this statistic is still correct, that when the internet first kicked off, the savory side of things was the number one pursuit in terms of use of the internet. But in recent years, the number one use of the internet now has become family history and genealogy research. And I find that an amazing thing to realize that there is so much information that is now available. I remember when we first started doing some basic genealogical research, going to a library and turning that little spool and looking through microfilm and microfiche and just looking at census records and going, spending hours just tediously looking for stuff. And now, what's changed for us, Carol? What's available?
Well,
what are some of the resources that are available for the general public now with regard to internet access to genealogy records?
Oh, there are a number of internet programs. The first one I want to mention is FamilySearch.org. Before, we had to go to the Family History Centers to get the and order films to get this type of information that you are now able to access in your home on FamilySearch. They have put all of that information online, and it is free. That's an important thing. So if you go to FamilySearch.org, you can build a tree starting with yourself and just go on down the line. You can you have the capability of researching all of these records, census records, probate records, immigration and naturalization records, photos. You can even record, say you wanted to interview a member of your family and find out some family's traditions or stories. You can do that online. You can write stories about your family. It's a wonderful program, so I highly recommend that. Ancestry.com is a wonderful program, too. You can get things like that. The only problem with that is that you have to pay for it. So then you have MyHeritage. You have Find My Past. You have Cindy's List. And I'm trying to think of some more. And there's a good program. It's called U.S. Gen Web. And what that does, it has every state in the union. You can look up your state, and it has all the counties in it. And you can find census, birth, death records, and so forth. So those are some of the sites right off the top of my head that I know about.
There just is a plethora of resources available, isn't there?
Yes, there are. Genealogy used to be a very expensive hobby because, as you said in the beginning, you had, first of all, you had to go get microfilm copies that you had to pay for. You had correspondence between you and the different agencies, and not to mention the wait time on getting the documents back. And now you've got computer programs where that could be done in just like that. You know, email, that takes the place of all those letters and postage that you had to use.
So, obviously, for those who like to be maybe mentored or assisted with family history work, there's another great resource, and of course, you are the family history director of the Fraser, Tennessee Family History Center, which is located at 2450 St. Elmo Avenue in Memphis, Tennessee, at zip code 38127. And how many, I'm sure you don't have the exact number, but there are a lot of family history centers that are free and available to the public, and they're located at church locations sponsored by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Do you have an idea of just how many of these family history centers there are around the country?
No, sir. And, you know, they're not just around this country. It's around the world. But if they wanted to find a family history center that was close to them, they could go to familysearch.org. And when it comes up, you look at the top, and there's some tabs up there, and one of them says search, and you click on search, and when you go down to the bottom of that search, and it says wiki, and when you click on wiki, it will say on the side, find a family history center near you, and you click on that, and it will help you find one that's close to where you live.
Very good. Well, that is absolutely amazing that resource is available. And I understand that you have some specific hours of operation there at the Family History Center in Fraser. And I believe you said that's on Mondays in the morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. and Wednesday evenings from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Thursdays in the morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Do people need to have an appointment, or can they just come during those hours?
They can just come during those hours. And they just come around to it's located in one of the church, it's in our church building, and they just come around to the back of the church, and go to the second entrance and ring the bell, and we'll let them right on in.
Wonderful. Is there a phone number there for the Family History Center if somebody wants to call just for maybe a quick question or two?
Certainly. That number is 901-358-0067.
Very good. Now, for those who might be interested, there is going to be an exciting event coming up here very soon. I believe on September the 14th. You're going to be hosting a Family Discovery Day that's part of the Roots Tech organization.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about what's going to happen on that Saturday, the 14th.
All right, we have about 11 workshops that we're going to. This is free. This is a free workshop. And there's 11 workshops that we're going to be offering. I'm going to give them to you. Indexing. Silent Language of the Stones, that's about cemetery research. Using Family History, excuse me, using Family Search, African American Research, Ready, Set, Go, that's a beginner's course. Those Elusive Females, that's these women that you're having trouble finding. Changes in Family Search, they're always updating Family Search program. And Using Ancestry, Tracing Your Immigrant Ancestors, Using Military Records, and the Why and How to Put Yourself in Your Family History. So you register by sending an email to capital T, capital N, underscore, capital FRAYSER at LDSmail.net.
So that's TennesseeTN.Frazier.
No, not dot, underscore.
Oh, underscore. I'm trying to use my glasses here. Underscore Frazier at LDSmail.net.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can call that phone number that you gave
them. Or call that phone number. And if the center's not open when they call, they just need to leave their name and their telephone number and or their email address, and we'll get right back to them and send them an attachment that has all these courses listed and what time they are, and they can send their choice back to us, or choices.
Very good. When this show is spotlighted on Facebook, we'll put this information on the Facebook page as well, so that'll be a double way for them to have access to it. Now, this is going to be on Saturday, September the 14th.
The registration.
Go ahead.
Registration is at 8:30. Then we'll convene at right after that, about 9:15. And then we'll start the classes at 9:30. Those who register by email, they will already have a packet waiting for them when they come to the center, and all the handouts for the courses. We invite everyone to come. If they don't have a chance to send an email, come on. Everybody's welcome.
Now, this will go from registration at 8:30 in the morning, and it's scheduled to end at 3 p.m.
Yes.
How many times will each one of those workshops be repeated during that roughly 6-hour time period?
A lunch will be served. Part of that time there'll be lunch.
Oh.
And the last part will be the Family History Center itself will be open for the patrons to use.
Okay.
So they're going to be offered. It's going to be offered one time. And it's about 40 minutes. Each workshop is about 40 minutes long.
40 minutes. So if someone were there at the beginning, how many different workshops would they be able to sit through probably for that day?
Three.
Three? Okay.
Yeah, about three.
So they just
definitely two, but if they timed it just right, they could do three. But
gotcha.
but the attachment that's why we encourage them to email their request in, is they can see what times each workshop is offered, and then they can schedule it so they can come to as many as possible.
Very good. Well, this is exciting. This will be an opportunity for beginners and those who maybe are advancing a little bit to get the information that they need to get a good start doing their own family history. We're getting close to the cutoff time for our show today. Carol, is there any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us about the reason for family history research and the benefits that come from it? What are some of the benefits that you could share with us?
I'm trying to think of the wording of how I want to put it. I'd like to just say that it strengthens your family ties past, present, and future. You get a knowledge of what your ancestors had to go through. What was their life like? Sometimes you even get descriptions of them. you find out that they're not just words or letters on a document, that they actually lived and they breathed and they sacrificed so that we could have what we have now. I love family history as a family because these are things that you can work together as a family and get closer together. And also, this, your work that you do, if you put it on Family Search or on Ancestry, you can share this with other people who are searching, who may be searching out the same lines that you are. And this is giving back to the community.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful. We've talked in an earlier show a little bit about doing oral histories for, you know, as a legacy for future generations. So you're saying, if I understood correctly, that if a person went to FamilySearch.org, that they could actually put photographs on there of the ancestors and that they can put recordings and tell the stories about family members and their histories.
Yes. And this is in addition to the actual researching part of it, because you can access the records that you need, like census records and probate records. And you can also share information with other people on there. There's a way that you can contact each other.
Go ahead.
On a particular page, let's say, for example, my grandfather, you have a picture of him, you have all of his vital information, you have notes about him, you have stories about him, you have his wife, when they were married, and all of their children. So that's on one page. You have all of that on one page. So you see who you're talking about if you're able to put pictures. You can scan pictures onto the program.
Wonderful. Well, Carol, thank you so much for being our guest today on Power Up Your Family. This has been very insightful and very helpful, and I hope that our listeners take advantage of the resources that are available to do their own personal family history research. And if you need help and you're in the Memphis area, there's a great resource right here at the Family History Center in Frazier. And there's also other family history centers located at other Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint locations, one in Bartlett and one in Cordova out off Walnut Grove. So, Carol, thank you again. And we certainly appreciate all that you do. You are a tireless, selfless worker in helping spread the good news of how to do family history research for not just yourself, but for countless dozens, perhaps hundreds of other people. And so for that great work that you do for free, helping so many people, we want to thank you and wish God's blessings to be upon you.
Well, thank you for having me. And just remember, families can be together forever.
Amen. And we share this with all of you, and do so humbly and sincerely in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. 850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.